Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Welcome to Incomparably Comparable with Shelley Wilson. By standing in the power of who we are and recognizing our place within the whole, we are incomparably comparable. Shelley's guests are consciously choosing to embrace their aliveness as they navigate their individual journey into consciousness. And here's your host.
Welcome to Incomparably Comparable. I'm your host, Shelley Wilson. My guest today is John Burgos. John is the founder and host of Beyond the Ordinary Show, a telesummit series that delivers the next generation of new consciousness through world-class transformational and awakened spiritual leaders to help you access your ever-expanding potential. John is going to discuss ways today to access divine guidance to expand your potential. And I'm so excited to have John on the show. Welcome, John.
Oh, it's such an honor to be here on your inaugural show. Thank you so much for the invitation, for opening up space for me, and just for not only the wisdom that you share, Shelley, but also the beautiful heart which you transmitted through. It's just an honor to share space with you.
Well, thank you, and I'm so glad that you mentioned it. I was going to, but yes, this is the first show of Incomparably Comparable, and I want to say a special thank you to Shane Travis of VividLife.me for this amazing opportunity. I'm so very grateful. And getting back to you, John, I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be a part of Season 8 of your amazing telesummit.
Oh, we had so much fun, and again, we had so many great comments of what had come in through Beyond the Ordinary. And really, the tagline for the Beyond the Ordinary is the next generation of transformation. And that's you truly embody that, the wisdom that comes through. It's so funny, Shelley. A lot of us go through life and we go through different significant aha moments. But there's comes a point where we get to boil it down and take it down to the simplest form of the information and divine guidance that we're getting. And it's in that simplicity that it becomes complicated for a lot of us, because we're so used to the chaos and so used to trying to figure it out, that when we drop into, again, that divine awareness, it becomes so simple that it's an adjustment. And again, you are such a beautiful ambassador for that simplicity and that elegance and that grace that comes in through the show.
Well, I have to say thank you. And I am just, you know, feeling and receiving all the words, you know, and I keep thinking too, John, you know, you were in the driver's seat, so to speak, when I was a guest, and here I am today. And I just couldn't be more pleased once again to have you join me today as we kick off Incomparably Comparable. And I know through our conversations before that this has definitely been a journey, hasn't it? That it's all about aligning with who we are and stepping into that power fully, isn't it?
It really is. And it's I love that you call it a journey, because, you know, it's looking back on it, when I was going through the passages and really opening up to blipping my reality around, where I was living in that chaos, I was living in the struggle. How do I keep up? How do I survive? All those things that go on with being in this mundane 3D experience. But when I started opening up to new energy and a new way of doing things and thinking about things and feeling into them, it was just so expansive at the time that each little step seemed like huge steps, but it was so awakening. It was such a different experience and fun and enlightening and an adventure all at the same time that I wouldn't consider it an arduous journey. It's more like an adventure that kept opening up and exposing new wonderful things, whether they were disguised as trial and tribulations or new opportunities that were coming in. They were always soul and heart expansive, so it was easy, when I looked at it from that perspective, to embrace every opportunity that came up.
Yes, and you know what I'm hearing you say too is the feeling that we have, that we recognize when we've experienced the contrast. You know, we know what feels good and what doesn't. And part of this journey too is really honoring what we're feeling and staying in that space. And I think that that is something that the more that people become accustomed to, that welcome, that invite in, it can absolutely change our lives, can it?
Oh, absolutely. And the feelings are definitely the guideposts for me. They have been. And you know when you're done with some of the old lessons or some of the old way of being, when you feel into it and you just know that you wouldn't go back and repeat that again. And it's not a knowing, because if we went into our logical mind, we can talk ourselves in and out of anything. But when you go into the feeling, you just know. You know you're done. And you know from this heart-based perspective that is also integrating the power of the mind into the full embodiment of where your soul is trying to lead you.
Absolutely. And I know, you know, we look at the end of the year. Obviously, there's 365 days in a linear calendar. And this is a time, truly, of letting go of what doesn't serve us. We're on January 6th, so we're 6 days into this new energy of the new year. And I know for myself, wow, it's feeling really awesome. What would you say? What are your perceptions at this point?
Oh, my God. It's the experiences and energy that have been coming in are just, they're so different than what was available before. And I posted this extremely long post on Facebook last night because I had to finally share what was coming up. But the last couple of weeks of 2015, I got into the space of being really withdrawn, and irritability was coming in. I was getting angry at little things, and I wasn't lashing out. It was just feelings that were percolating inside of me, and I was really guided just to spend time alone. But I knew that something new was coming up, something that was like this fire that was burning, that was percolating out of me, if you will. And as we stepped into 2016, I could feel the shift. I could feel that my energy is more, I can say stronger, but it's taken on this quality of wanting to take action. And what I wrote about on Facebook, and I'll share here, is that what we've done in personal transformation is we focused on the personal for the longest time, and that's truly where we have to start. We have to start within. But there comes a point for anybody who's been doing personal transformation for a long time, and you've done your work, and you're advancing, and new opportunities have been showing up, and you just feel like a different person. There comes this point where we're being called to take action, to become the leaders, because we've learned the lessons. We've gone through those trials and tribulations that I talked about before, and it's time for us to share that and take a different position, because we're here as light workers and way showers to make a difference in the world. And I really feel that that's the energy that's coming in for a lot of people as we step forward in this 2016.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I really think that the more that we feel that once again, the more that that transformation is going to happen. You're listening to Incomparably Comparable. I'm speaking with John Burgos, and I am absolutely excited to return and discuss ways to access that divine guidance to expand your potential. We'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. Shelley Wilson is an author, intuitive medium, and conscious creator who is passionate about helping people wake up to their greatness. Her books, 28 Days to a New You, Connect to the You Within, and Journey into Consciousness, are available in paperback and ebook. Contact Shelley at www.shelleyrwilson.com to learn more about the services she provides. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Incomparably Comparable. I'm continuing my conversation today with John Burgos. Before the break, we were talking about the energies of letting go of the old, making way for this fabulous new year of 2016, and really honoring those emotions and what we're feeling. So, John, I'm excited to continue this conversation with you, but I would also love to know, what does your vivid life look like?
Oh, my God, that is a great question, Shelley. My vivid life, you know, it's, if you have asked me that 2 weeks ago, I think my answer would have been significantly different. But again, with these new energies coming, with this new strength, there's this new foundation that's building as we step forward into this 2016. It's it really feels like two different ends to a means. While my vivid life is feeling more like, yes, I'm stepping into more of my power, into my leadership role, into really taking a stance for what I've been bringing in over the past several years, and to be someone who can illuminate what I've gone through to help others. Now, to do that, I'm also acknowledging and relaxing into the seasons that I go through on an individual basis. And so I have my periods of hibernation. I have my periods where I'm fully active. And to be in that vivid life, it's really stepping into that and really honoring those seasons that we all have also, knowing that there's plenty of time to do everything that we're here to do and that we're always being guidance. But again, there's these different energies that come up, and if we flow of them and try not to force things to happen, that things will happen with so much more simplicity and grace. And that's when we really make an impact in the world, because it's not just about what we say. I really think, and Shelley, again, you're such a beautiful example of this also, the best way to lead is truly to be an example of what's possible for other people. And I think that's what we're here to do.
I believe so. And I just am grateful, you know, to be on this journey with all of those people that are coming into my life, including you, including Shane, and lots of people that, you know, are resonating where we're at. And it's all about having that vivid life, what feels good. And I'm also going to use that season as a segue. We're coming into your launching season 9 next week of Beyond the Ordinary show.
We are. Season 9 starts on the 11th. We have just an amazing lineup, and it's, I personally reach out to every speaker that we invite to the show, because I can typically tell just based on the energy of who's really going to click with what we're doing, who's carrying the energy, who's really on that platform of the next generation of transformation. Because again, we're all making these transitions and we're all progressing so rapidly. So I'm just so dedicated to bring in guests like you, Shelley, who are bringing that energy forward, who are leading us into that energy, because if not, then we're just stuck on the old hamster wheel of repeating the same things. And so, again, so many of the listeners on the show, on Beyond the Ordinary as well, you guys have done the work. You guys have repeated over and over the affirmation, you've done a ton of forgiveness work, you've done a lot of clearing with your parents, with your family, in your relationships, and there's a new way to interact where you can encompass all of these lessons and all the growth that you've had over the years or even months, because again, it's happening so fast, and take it forward in a way that really exponentially moves your life forward in the most positive way.
Beautiful. So how can we live beyond the ordinary? You know, what tips do you offer to help others to access that divine guidance so that people can reshape their future and expand their potential?
Oh, gosh, there's so many ways to get into beyond the ordinary. But really, if we look at and we break it down, Suzanne, when we talk about beyond the ordinary, sometimes we forget that the things that are sometimes most out of the ordinary are the simple things that we sometimes neglect because we get so busy trying to reach for something that's outside of us. So really, to live beyond the ordinary, take some time. And the first thing that I would suggest to anybody to have that beyond the ordinary experience is to give yourself the gift of some alone time. Sit down in meditation, go out gardening, do something that you enjoy, but do it alone because you need to spend that time with yourself. And a great tool to use when you're doing that, because again, we're so busy, we're pulled on so many different demands from so many different people, is to open up a space and feel the people that surround you, that are in your life on a daily basis, and touch in not with their persona or their ego, but with their soul, and then feel them, feel the love that they have for you and that they want to gift you this sacred time on a continuous basis, because they love you so much that they know that you deserve that, but also because once you're filled with your time, you get to expand your energy, your aura, and your motivation and your intentions in such a much more expanded way that's going to benefit them as well. So again, give yourself permission to take that time and to help elevate that decision to take that time for yourself. Again, sit for a few moments, feel into the love, the motivation that your loved ones have for you as soul and how they want you to succeed and be happy, and open up your alone time with that, and then that will allow you to really relax into that sacred space, because now you're not pulled. You feel the authenticity of the love that's around you and what they want for you, and that's going to take your alone time to a whole different level.
Yes, I'm hearing you say those words, but what I'm also feeling too is that we have to believe that we're worthy. That, you know, I know we've had this conversation before, John, about self-love, and that's what we're really doing by honoring ourselves, taking that time for ourselves, and, you know, making sure that we don't feel guilty about it or worried about how other people will feel if we take that time for ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. And imagine, if we're feeling guilty, then we're projecting guilt onto other people. So if they try to do something like that, are they feeling guilty because we're feeling it when we're doing it for ourselves? So
right.
The best gift that we can give to anybody is to dismantle that guilt, take it away from us, but it also dissipates in anybody else that we touch because you no longer carry that energy.
Yes, and that's great advice. And I think that that's part of the learning process, isn't it? That as we have these experiences and recognize the importance of taking that time for ourselves and being in a space, and, you know, we talked before the break about really feeling those emotions. And, you know, there's days that I like to say that I'm honoring my mental health, and I may be feeling a little funky and or in a funk. And the idea behind that is, okay, let's feel these emotions. What are they really about, and why are they coming up, and, you know, what am I supposed to do with them? And sometimes it's just to honor them and move through them to get to that other side, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Really have a relationship with what's percolating from your field, from your body, from your cells are crying out to either remind you or to release something that's ready to move forward. And so, again, sitting in relationship with that and honoring, like you said, Shelley, is the best way to really honor yourself and practice more of that self-love.
I think it's great. And so, John, that's wonderful advice. Do you have any other ways that you encourage people to access that divine guidance that's coming in other than through meditation and having that alone time?
Oh, yeah. What's really great is that we're still in the energy that's coming in for the new year. So as this energy is flowing in, there's like this portal of potential that's opened up for all of us, and we all can feel that we're moving forward. We're ascending in a new way. But what many of us do is like it's almost like we fall victim to the energy and wait to see what it does to us. So how about we set clear intentions about what we want to do with this energy and really tell the universe, this is what I'm looking to bring in at the minimum. If you want to amplify it, awesome. But what I would do is, and I'll tell you what I did with my practice, I opened up. There was a significant portal of energy and potentiality that is open for us that we get to create with right now. And so what I did is I create keywords, words that are that really embody what I'm feeling I want to bring in or I am bringing in for this current year. And it may continue, and it may even set the foundation for multiple years afterwards. But these keywords really touch me. They're really emotive They're part of my being and something that wants to expand even further. So I built these keywords all on the foundation of love because I'm all about love. I think that's the foundation of everything that we're building now as we step into this new earth and into this fifth dimensional way of being. And I chose, I started off with 5 words, but it kept expanding. And the words just, they came to me in seconds. And then 3 words came up afterwards. But my words for 2016 and beyond, and I can really feel the foundation of this, were courage, power, strength, wisdom, passion, play, and success.
Beautiful.
And I just repeat them over and over. I repeat them when I'm exercising.
Because,
yeah. And when I exercise, I embed them because the cellular, our cells, get to embody this new information. They're integrating the information with the intention. I do it when I meditate. I'm driving down the road, and I'll just repeat it when I just feel something is wanting to open up, or even when I feel like I may be shutting down a little bit or getting outside of myself, I'll repeat those words over and over again, and it helps to expand the energy. It sets a clear intention with the universe of what I want to create, what I am feeling is coming up for me, and I get to co-create with the universe during this period that this portal is open to really set the energy moving in a forward direction where my intentions are playing with that energy that's coming in instead of me just waiting to see what those energies are going to do for me.
I love it. And so to clarify, you just spent some time meditating, reflecting in quiet space and allowed words to come into your awareness, and you owned them. You took those, and that's what you're building the foundation on for this year. That's your intention.
Absolutely. And I didn't think about it too much when I did it. Actually, those words came to me like in 5 seconds, the second I set the intention to bring those words in. But everybody's different. It may take you a while, but I would suggest that you really feel into it and don't judge the words when they come in. You've got angels, you've got guides, you've got your higher self, you've got your own knowing. And so you don't have to second guess the words. And when they come in, write them down or try to remember them as best you can. And try not to get into judgment of the interpretation. I got power and strength, and I go, hold on a second, those are two different, those are the same words. But when I got into the interpretation of what they were for me personally, it made a lot of sense. It's like, oh, of course, this is something mm-hmm. that I've held back before. This is something that I was afraid to step into because I was going to abuse it or I didn't have enough of it or whatever it was. But really allow your divine guidance to take over. Let those words come in. Let them percolate in your system before you scratch them off the piece of paper or off your list because you'll be guided to them. Just trust the process, and it'll be a powerful, powerful way for you to set intentions and to really move forward in an extremely powerful and co-creative way.
Wonderful. And as I'm hearing you say that also, it brings into my awareness that during my workshops, I like to ask people for 3 words to describe themselves and without hesitating. I want them just to give me the 3 words that come into awareness. So with that, John, what are 3 words to describe you?
Oh, my God. I want to say the word, it's love, love, love.
Yes. And they could be the same. I love it.
Yeah, and again, it's on those words that I built during that process, and just with everything that I do, it's just that's really the foundation of everything that I'm working with, and that just it fills my heart. I don't do it from this place of projection. That's just authentically who I am, and to be able to express that love through all of the different ways that they show up in my life, it's just so beautiful. I get to express it on Beyond the Ordinary Show. I get to express it on our calls here, on this call here with you, Shelley. I get to express it as a father, as a son, as a partner for someone in a relationship. I get to express it when I'm driving my car, and it's the foundation of everything that I'm building, and it's not something that I thought of. It's just the essence of the energy that's coming up and what motivates me.
It's definitely palpable. You can tell that it is absolutely authentic and genuine. And John, I have to say, I am just so blessed to have you join me once again today on my first show of Incomparably Comparable.
Oh, my God, congratulations. And everyone listening, tell your friends about this show. Listen to Shelley over and over again. It's the insights and the heart, the wisdom, and the intention for the show. It's why I said yes. I typically don't agree to a lot of interviews. But I had to say yes to you because we're just building along the same type of platform, the same type of intention for what and why we want to share with people. And it's a gift. So thank you for the gift that you are, and thank you for the gift of allowing me to be on the show.
Well, thank you, John, and I definitely look forward to having you return.
Fantastic.
Good. Well, you can connect with John Burgos at beyondtheordinaryshow.com. Next week on January the 11th, I invite you to visit my website at shelleyrwilson.com and like my pages on Facebook. Please join me next week for another Conscious Conversation with Claire Johnson. You can visit vividlife.me for upcoming show listings. Until next week, continue to celebrate your uniqueness and embrace your aliveness, for you are truly incomparably comparable.
Thank you for listening to Incomparably Comparable with your host, Shelley Wilson. Please visit ShelleyRWilson.com to learn more about how Shelley can support you as you navigate your own journey into consciousness to experience aliveness. Join us again next week for another Conscious Conversation, celebrating our uniqueness as we acknowledge our oneness. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. Shelley Wilson is an author, intuitive medium, and conscious creator who is passionate about helping people wake up to their greatness. Her books, 28 Days to a New You, Connect to the You Within, and Journey into Consciousness, are available in paperback and ebook. Contact Shelley at www.shelleyrwilson.com to learn more about the services she provides. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.